All right, folks, welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Your favorite 5-minute shot of motivation, right here, right now. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, anxiety can feel like a relentless gremlin on our shoulders, whispering doubts and fears in our ears. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can silence that gremlin? No capes needed, folks. It's called positive affirmations. Think of affirmations as little mental power-ups. They're like those pep talks you give yourself, but with way more impact. We're talking about consciously choosing to say things to ourselves that boost our confidence and challenge those pesky negative thoughts. You know the feeling when you wake up and just instantly feel overwhelmed? Or when you face a challenge and your brain throws a whole parade of what-ifs at you? That's anxiety rearing its ugly head. But here's the kicker. We can rewire that thinking. Today, we're diving into 5 potent ways to use positive affirmations to conquer fear and anxiety and reclaim that sense of inner peace. Number 1. Choose the affirmations that resonate with you. Don't just mindlessly repeat what someone else says. Dig deep and identify the specific fears or anxieties holding you back. Then, craft affirmations that directly address those issues. Feeling overwhelmed by deadlines? Try saying, "I am calm, focused, and capable of handling any task efficiently." See the difference? It's personal, it's powerful, and it starts shifting your mindset right away. Number 2. Make it a daily ritual. Consistency is key. Integrate affirmations into your morning routine, before bed, or even during moments of stress. Think of it like a mental warm-up or a quick power surge when you need it most. Repetition is what really sinks those positive messages into your subconscious mind. Number 3. Believe in what you're saying. This isn't just lip service, folks. When you repeat affirmations, truly feel the words and visualize yourself embodying those qualities. Fake it till you make it. Sure, but with a twist. We're aiming to genuinely become those confident, capable individuals we claim to be. Number 4. Keep your affirmations positive. Instead of saying, "I am not afraid," try something like, "I am courageous," and face challenges with confidence. That shift from negation to affirmation is powerful. Our brains are wired to respond more readily to positive statements. And finally, number 5. Don't get discouraged if you have a setback. It's normal for those pesky negative thoughts to pop up every now and then. Just gently redirect your focus back to your affirmations and keep practicing. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who struggles with crippling self-doubt. She constantly second-guesses her work and avoids sharing it with others for fear of criticism. But Sarah decides to try positive affirmations. She starts by saying things like, "My creativity is unique and valuable, and I am brave enough to share my art with the world." Slowly but surely, she begins to feel a shift. Her self-confidence grows, and she finally gains the courage to showcase her work. And guess what? People love it. Sarah's art resonates because it comes from a place of genuine belief and self-acceptance. See, those affirmations weren't just empty words, they were the seeds of transformation. So, my friends, remember this. You have the power to rewrite your narrative. Choose positive affirmations that resonate with you, make them a daily practice, believe in their power, and keep going even when things get tough. You are capable of overcoming fear and anxiety, one affirmation at a time. Now go out there, own your awesomeness, and let those affirmations slide your way. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of positivity. And until next time, keep rising higher, my friends. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.